7935,
Good afternoon, 7935, how can I help you?
Well, I've got a weird thing going on with my hot validator that I thought I'd run by you. It seems to be tapping okay, and people are doing that, and it works fine for that, but after someone taps, the message that they got from the screen stays on the screen until the next person taps, which is causing some confusion. And then on my MDT screen, it doesn't show any of the tap screens. I can't call up anything to see what people are tapping. Not that I really need to know, but I know it's usually that way. So just letting you know that, I guess.
All right, I copy that. Yeah, unfortunately, when it comes to the hot card readers and things like that, and I mean, you can try turning the bus off, not a battery reset, maybe just let the computer kind of just shut down on the bus and restart when you're done with your brake. That's about the only thing they can do on the road. With the reader itself, I guess most of that has to be done at the garage. The person who has to access that, you know, device and its programming, and then change it if there's a failure there.
Okay, so do you want me to try a battery reset, and if that doesn't work, just write a card on it?
Yeah, no battery reset. I would just turn the bus off, and then, you know, let it sit there like as if you're parking at the garage, and then let them all log off. Because usually a battery reset doesn't even fix those. It's an internal thing with the computer of the hop reader, and they have to redo something with it. So if that doesn't work, I would just say write a work card on it, and if it doesn't look like it's accepting one fare from one person, just do free rides for the remainder of the day, okay?
Okay, thanks for the info.
You're welcome. Have a good afternoon to 1356.